You object to when they do it, but what about you? Do you abstain from fleshly lusts? Or is Jesus just your rubber to protect you as you continue to walk in ungodliness? It's a fair question to ask. If you do these things, you shall never fall. What if you don't do these things? Well, I can't assure you. How do these things? It is him that worketh in us, both to will and do his good pleasure. Philippians. God is working in you to do these things. So I say, why? God says, be godly, be brotherly kind, be, have all these things, do this. And then what do you think? He's not going to do anything to help you? These are promises. Have faith in them, and you will by faith in these promises obtain them. But you got to believe. If you can't believe, then you can't be saved. Have you forgotten that you were purged from your old sins? Then why do you keep repeating your old sins? You're going back to the old sins you were supposedly purged from. You're supposed to be purged from those sins. Don't forget. He's the propitiation of our sins. He's there for the remission of the sins that are past, Paul said. See, that's supposed to be away in our past. So what if it came back up again? I know. Happened to me. I am sympathetic. And you know what? God has been long-suffering with me. So I trust he will suffer long with you if you have faith. But have faith. Believe. Those are, you know what? All it takes is faith. That's the funny thing. It says you got to do all this stuff, but you know how it happens? By faith. We believe in the promises of God, and God does the works. We don't come to him naked, and he says, be clothed, and we don't get clothing. And we don't, you know, and then we have to go, what, scratch around in the dirt and cover ourselves with mud? No, but he gives us a garment. He doesn't say, go to war in the spirit. He equips us with armor. We think that armor is out there. We have to forge it ourselves out of raw steel. Speaking the figurative sense, I'm talking about Ephesians 6. You know, when I reference a chapter or something like that, you can go study it. I already taught Ephesians 6. And 5. Well, I said 5 was one of the best teachings I ever did. Unfortunately, due to the infirmity of my flesh, is also filled with the most sniffling, snotty-nosed teacher you'll ever hear. To turn aside those who would stumble at that. I just can't listen when it's like that. Well, I don't know what to do. I'm sorry. That's what I did. And the most sorry I am is that you aren't able to partake of that. I'm not going to stand in judgment of you in this sense. Okay, you can't take it. Fine. It's probably too much for you anyways right now. So, verse 11. For so what? Doing those things. In doing those things. For so an entrance shall be ministered. Ministered means to be supplied. An entrance is supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus and Savior Jesus Christ. It's not just about we escape the corruption of the world through lust. We add to our faith all these other things. Because it is manifest, as the Apostle Paul taught in the book of Galatians chapter 5, that concerning the works of the flesh, all manner of sin that he lists there, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. He lists all these things and he says, and things like that. If you do those things, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. So how are you going to have an entrance into the kingdom of God? By these things. Faith. First of all, above all, grace. Because you can't obtain any of this without his grace. His grace delivers to you the second most important thing. Faith. And faith delivers you all the abundance of everything else. Because by faith, Abraham pleased God. He did not stagger at the promises of God. Though they be great. Though they be magnificent. Though they be above and beyond anything we could ask or imagine. He believed God. He didn't look at his wife and say, she's too old to have a baby. This is nuts. I don't look at myself and say, I'm too unrighteous a person. I'm too subject to passions. I'm too this. I'm too that. Because I could look at myself and say, What an unlikely person I am. I am of the most base and servile of men. Neither mighty in unrighteousness or in righteousness. I've given gifts, squandered. You know, a colossal flop am I. Right? Not having the whatever you'd call it, the drive to pursue all the ungodly things I desired in my youth, but rather just to become one with, you know, the easy chair, so to speak. You know, just to me, that's just among. I can't, you know, I'm more impressed with people who go out and they demonstrate for the ungodly things they love. I'm more impressed with the people who run out and like Paul, he persecuted the church. He didn't believe in what they had said, so he persecuted them. He got letters. He got forms. He went after. He arrested them. He did something. Me, I just sat around, did nothing. Got drunk, smoked pot, vegged out, wasted time. To me, that's so pathetic. You know, look at pornography, used to do, you know, things like that. It's like, that's just so pathetic. It's such a pathetic, but I guess I'm so like my generation. Pathetic, weak, lukewarm, believing in Jesus, not doing much about it. Not very, you know, hot or cold. Though I thought of myself as hot. I mean, you know, hey, who wants to think of themselves as lukewarm? I want that entrance ministered to me. I want to enter into his kingdom. That is the entrance into his kingdom. All those things working in you by the divine power of God. That's what he's given us. He didn't, you know, God gave us salvation. This is the faith. This is the faith. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 9, 1 through 11. There's the faith. It doesn't actually mention the blood, but it mentions our Savior Jesus Christ. Do you know what he did? You know, I gotta scratch my head. Just somewhere I remember there was something about a sacrifice. Verse 12. An hour on that first part was sufficient honor given to it, I suppose. Though I feel like days could be spent thinking about it.